Selamat pagi, salam sejahtera kepada anda di luar sana. Anda sedang menonton Awani Pagi bersama saya Jijik Ahmad dan juga Syaf Shukri ni.
Selamat pagi dan Malaysia apa khabar? Yang bersama kami, terima kasih kerana setia bersama dengan kami di hari Sabtu yang cuacanya agak redup-redup ini Jijik.
Biasa kita selalu tengok Syaf Shukri ni petang-petang, kita nampaknya di Astro Awani. Tapi kali ini kita jemputlah untuk pagi ni sebab satu topik yang saya kira topik kegemarannya. Tapi tak sah lah kalau kita tak jemput Syaf Shukri untuk mengacarakan sebab kita tahu hampir 18 bulan acara Ratu Cantik Berprestij Miss Universe 2020 telah ditangguhkan disebabkan penularan pandemik COVID-19. Namun kini menerusi pengumuman dari Miss Universe Organization, acara itu akan mula membuka tirainya pada awal Mei depan, dan pada 17 Mei seorang lagi wanita bakal dinobatkan sebagai Miss Universe. Betul. Siapakah wanita itu?
Betul. Kita insyaAllah kita doa-doalah, dan hari ini juga bersama dengan kita ialah Miss Universe Malaysia 2020 Francesca Luhung James.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. Good morning,
nampak,
Malaysia.
Nampak segar ni. Selamat pagi, Francesca. Ya?
Terima kasih. Yeah.
Jadi, Francesca, seronok kita nak bercerita sebenarnya. Mm-hmm. Sebab kita tahu banyak perkara yang berlaku sepanjang tahun 2019 kan, Gigi. Uh-huh. Dia berdepan dengan pandemik. Dan dalam masa beberapa hari lagi, Francesca akan terbang ke Amerika Syarikat untuk mewakili Malaysia di pentas Miss Universe. Jadi, mungkin boleh kongsikan sikit persediaan sepanjang mendepani musim pandemik COVID-19 ni?
Okay lah, actually persediaan Francesca kali ini agak berbeza dari previous queens. So, I'll explain a bit lah that. Macam because of the pandemic, agak susah sikit nak turun ke Padang. Jadi, kebanyakan persediaan tu mostly are indoors, and kita orang memang ikut SOP lah together with the Miss Universe Organization. So part of my preparation is kita orang ada buat charity program and also get on the ground and meet people, tapi ikut SOP with Beyond AIDS and also working on my advocacy women rights. Lepas tu, one of the preparation juga is catwalk together with Amber Chia, who is my official catwalk guru. And then also we have few video shoots, photo shoots. We also work dengan Menteri Pelancongan and also tourism to actually promote Malaysia to the universe stage. And also kita orang banyak actually prepare ourselves for national costume, catwalks and also Q&As dengan our national director lah.
Tapi sebenarnya macam mana acara Miss Universe 2020 ini diadakan tahun ini? Sebab kita tahu ketika ini juga kita berdepan lagi dengan penularan pandemik di seluruh dunia pun begitu. Tetapi sebenarnya macam mana tahun ni, kalau Francesca boleh bagi sikit tease lah.
As in preparation towards Miss Universe atau
tak, bagaimana ia diadakan secara atas
nampian? Yes, during my final night.
Yes. Mungkin Francesca boleh kongsikan daripada pihak organisasi sendiri. Okay. Ada mungkin mereka dah letakkan syarat-syarat peraturan sebab kita nak pergi. Francesca akan bertemu dengan peserta dari seluruh dunia. Yeah. Dia macam mana dengan SOP di sana itu, mungkin boleh kongsikan?
Of course, they said that you need to provide a letter yang Francesca ni adalah fit to fly, as in to be negative of COVID for at least 72 hours. Vaksin tu sebenarnya tidak juga compulsory. Lepas tu kena pakai mask and just making sure that we follow the SOP throughout the entire journey of the Miss Universe punya preparation lah. So itu je yang kita kena sediakan. Yes.
Tapi akan ada catwalk juga.
Akan ada catwalk juga.
Adakah kita akan boleh melihat bakal-bakal Miss Universe ni catwalk dengan mask?
Kita orang akan ada choreography and all that, tapi akan ikut SOP yang telah diorang tetapkan. Yes.
I see. Jadi Francesca, macam saya rasa hampir setahun lebih juga persediaan. Jadi mungkin boleh kongsikan macam mana, kalau kita tahu Francesca cakap tadi ada turun ke Padang, macam saya tengok sendiri turun ke Kelantan, ke Sarawak. Jadi bagaimana keunikan-keunikan itu nak ditonjolkan dengan berdasarkan SOP yang ketat nanti mungkin di sana? Jadi macam mana Francesca nak tunjukkan inilah Malaysia dan ini yang patut rakyat di seluruh dunia tahu kenapa Francesca berada di Amerika nanti?
Memang persediaan dia agak rumit. Memang sangat susah untuk how to say in a way catch up lah, nak catch up. Tetapi we kind of plan it in a way with schedule, so anytime yang kita ada masa untuk turun ke Padang, so we straight away propose this project and say why don't we do it in this way. Mm-hmm. Initially, we wanted to promote the whole Malaysia, dari Perlis hingga ke Sabah. Mm-hmm. Tetapi sebab kekangan masa dan juga susah untuk travel all around Malaysia, so we choose Kelantan and also we... sorry.
Yeah.
We decided to promote also Meh Mary in Pulau Keri.
Wow.
And also we work with different cultures in Kelantan dan juga di Kuala Selangor. And at the same time, kita orang pun promote Sarawak tapi di Senanjung lah because I can't go back to my hometown. Hmm.
Tapi sebenarnya apa yang paling menarik sekali kalau kita cakap pasal Miss Universe Malaysia ini ke pentas dunia adalah busananya, baju-bajunya itu sebenarnya yang kita tunggu-tunggu. Sama ada ia menjadi bualan ramai atau menjadi viral kan. Itu
macam
sebenarnya
tahun lepas kan. Sangat menarik kan. Lepas tu ada desain baju nasi lemak tu lagi.
Ya, betul tu. Dia adalah merupakan salah satu ekspresi seni daripada kita punya designer tempatan juga.
Betul.
Tapi bagaimana dengan tahun ini? Dah siap ke semua baju dan siapa mungkin? Siapa designer yang bertuah tu?
For my national costume, my evening gown, itu kena tunggu press conference nanti 27 hari bulan.
Okay.
Tetapi I can share few designers name that are going to help me and also sponsor throughout my Miss Universe journey. We have Brian Koo, we have Fizi Wu, we have Martin Shakir, we have Afiq M. We also have our local designer from Sarawak, M.O. Couture. And then some few other designers that also come in as well with Wan and Mary juga.
Wan and
Mary also. Jadi banyaklah sebenarnya, tapi untuk national costume dan juga untuk evening gown, I would say bagus untuk tunggu for press conference. I think most of you tahu siapa designer tu, tapi it's best for us to keep it secret for now. Sebab I nak tengok semua PL kat luar sana macam excited kan, and I want them to actually watch the press conference.
Boleh kita tanya tak, adakah ciri-ciri Malaysia tu dimasukkan juga dalam busana yang dicipta?
Ada.
Maksudnya, yelah ciri-ciri yang
kepelbagaian
yang sangat ni jelas lah. Maksudnya hari tu kan nasi lemak. Mungkin tahun ini apa lagi makanan atau
dia trigger. Dia tahu
sangat-sangat.
So for national costume, memang dia sangat elemen Malaysia. Once people tengok, tahu tu memang one concept of the whole Malaysia itself. So memang orang macam fikir, even kita orang bagi teaser pun, dia orang macam, what is the costume? Because they don't really have the clear picture because it's like everything in one. But that's what we want. We want you guys to be more curious about it and want to know more about the costume and also the evening gown. And of course, setiap busana yang Fran akan bawa memang ada elemen Malaysia. Jadi masa pageant week, with God's will, I can promote Malaysia local entrepreneurs, especially women entrepreneurs, which is also relatable to my advocacy, Women Rise. And also, at the same time, I want the universe to know more about Malaysia.
Itu yang kita mahukan sebenarnya.
Saya nak tanya satu soalan, Francisca. You merupakan satu-satunya gadis pribumi pertama yang membawa gelaran ini pergi terbang ke luar negara mewakili Malaysia di pentas Miss Universe. Jadi, macam kita tahu juga, hampir 50 tahun ni, Gigi.
Ya.
1970 Datin Josephine Lina Wong mendapat tempat top 15. Jadi bagaimana tekanan tu sekarang ni? Sebab semua macam, you know, kita dah nampak kerja keras yang Francisca tunjukkan, ianya terbukti di laman social media Francisca sendiri. Jadi bagaimana Francisca menghadapi dan juga apa ni orang cakap, nak tackle all the pressure?
Yeah. So of course it's not just that. Macam last year pun kita dah di-recognize because of the national costume issue. So it's a huge pressure because now I guess the organization, in a way, they know that Malaysia is there. We actually achieve that standard. And of course, every year we are trying our best to get a placement and even win the crown.
Betul.
So whatever that I'm doing, the preparation, it's all with the Miss Universe Malaysia team and also with my ideas and who I work with. And we did this because we want to give back for Malaysia and we want to achieve that standard where we also boleh buat nama besar dekat universe stage. Jadi kalau ikut my Instagram, my social media, boleh tengoklah yang Fran ni memang try, you know, different ways to get us recognized and get people know that, oh, Malaysia have other things to offer. We have other cultures as well, and we have other kinds of unique tersendiri. Jadi itulah one of the ways that I try to kind of attract them to get to know Malaysia more. Also, me being the first indigenous girl to represent, it's not often to see that.
Betul.
And I guess in a way, it inspired more girls out there, and also the minority group of people, not just in Malaysia, but on the whole world itself, that, oh, actually we matter, and we have equal chance to go further and to reach our milestones. It's just that we need to believe ourselves and trust the process.
Ya, dalam masa yang sama, ini adalah satu peluang untuk orang luar ataupun orang daripada luar negara, luar daripada Malaysia. Betul. Ini melihat bahawa di Malaysia ini kaya dengan etnik-etnik yang pelbagai, dan France adalah salah satu yang mewakili, etnik Dayak di Malaysia, kan. Tapi kalau kita bercakap juga mengenai itu, mungkin tekanan daripada Malaysia yang Francesca rasa sendiri, tetapi kalau berada di pentas dunia itu, tekanan dia lain. Bagaimana persediaan mental dan fizikal untuk menghadapi cantik-cantik kawan daripada luar negara?
So I would say meditation helps me a lot, and then I would say that prayer also helped me a lot. I'm a person who believes in prayers lah, because it helps me to calm down. Lepas tu, Fran juga memang tekanan tu memang betul bila atas stage, and then there's a lot of people, and then with all the lights, memang rasa macam, oh my gosh, am I doing this right? Am I doing the right thing? Am I smiling the right way? But the best thing that I have learned from my national director is that before you get on stage or whenever you feel macam nervous, remember your happy place. So it helps you to calm down. So it helps me to calm down. So whatever that helps me to calm down, I will straight away just think about that, and then I just focus and okay, I'm gonna do my best. This is not just for myself, for my country, but this is to prove that if I can do this, everyone can do it as well. Yeah, it's more of like you have to empower yourself in order to empower others.
Saya tertarik dengan soalan Gigi tadi, persediaan sebelum pergi ke pentas antarabangsa. Jadi macam mana Gigi melihat pula, ya? Gigi maaf. Francesca melihat tekanan, terutamanya di laman social media juga sekarang terlampau banyak hot pics dah keluar. Macam mana? Adakah Francesca layan atau macam like better to ignore them?
I would say that in a way, benda tu memang macam pressure, right? But it also encouraged me to work hard. Sebab then you realize from there also, oh, people notice you. And you want that kind of support. But I also taklah rasa macam offended if I'm not in the hot pick. Because it is people's choice, and everyone ada their own expressions and their own opinions. And I respect that. So everyone have their own their own support and their own ways of saying things, but I will not get anything negative to actually affect me and my journey. Jadi benda tu tidaklah mengacau Fran sangat. But I appreciate all the support and also those who put me in hot pick as well. I adalah tengok, so I macam, oh, okay, it's nice that they recognize us as well in a way.
Ya, saya suka jawapan Francesca ni. Sangat matang sekali, kan? Sebab yelah, semua orang boleh bercakap apa sahaja di social media.
Macam-macam, Gigi. Ada yang mengkritik, membagi nasihat terlampau-lampau pun berkadang-kadang macam bagi tekanan juga.
Tekanan juga, betul. Tapi kita banyak sebenarnya nak cakap dengan Francesca selepas ini, tetapi kita perlu berhenti berehat seketika, kembali selepas ini.
Bertemu semula dalam Awal Ni Pagi, masih bersama saya Syaf Syukri, Gigi Ahmad dan juga paling penting Francesca Lu Hong. Jadi Francesca, mungkin tadi dah warm up sikit, jadi Francesca dan Gigi boleh
banyak tadi.
Banyak tadi, kan?
Ya, okey. Kita macam ni, bila kita bercakap pasal pertandingan Miss Universe, malam gala itu sendiri, kan, pastinya bila paling ditunggu-tunggu juga nak tahu siapa pengacaranya. Betul. Adakah bagaimana atau cara majlis itinerary yang diberi, perjalanannya bagaimana, sebab kita tahu kalau sebelum ni mereka berhari-hari kan ada banyak-banyak aktiviti. Adakah sama atau mungkin Francesca boleh ceritakan?
So macam tahun sebelum ni, National Costume Day will be on one day, tapi this year our prelim and national costume will be on the same day. Lepas tu our host for this year bukan Steve Harvey lagi.
Oh, bukan. Yeah.
After 4 to 5 years.
Yeah, right. Ah. Quite well since Pia, kan?
Yeah, since 2015.
Yes. So this year will be Mario Lopez and also Olivia Culpo. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Olivia Culpo adalah Miss Universe 2012. Yes. So these two will be our official host lah for our final night.
Ya, pasti dia memberikan satu mood yang baru juga. Uh-huh. Shaf. Tahulah Shaf setiap tahun pasti menonton Miss Universe ni, sebab tu kita jemput dia untuk topik ni. Tapi bila tahun ini juga rasanya moodnya mungkin akan lain berbeza dari segi sokongan juga kalau kita tengok. Betul. Kan. Tapi kita akan pastikan, kita akan nantikan 17 Mei ini, tapi bila sebenarnya tarikh yang Francesca akan terbang ke Hollywood, Florida?
11 hari lagi. So meaning to say I will be flying on the 6 pagi pukul 3.
I see.
Yeah, on the 6 May, tapi 3 a.m. Then I'll arrive in US also on the 6th, sebab we're 12 hours different, kan?
I see. Yeah. Jadi Francesca, saya kira selang beberapa hari lagi pasti Francesca dah kenal semua peserta itu. Kalau di peringkat Asia, Francesca mungkin macam ada dalam grup WhatsApp sendiri. Uh-huh. Jadi mungkin Francesca boleh kongsikan apa antara isu yang sering dikongsikan?
Actually, yang sering dikongsikan adalah kalau ada isu yang anything that happens in their country, we will share it in WhatsApp, and then we will voice it out and also share that issue on our social media. And then lepas tu, most of the time kita orang just get to know each other. So sometimes we just send some fun videos and you know words of encouragement, like kalau anyone celebrate their birthdays, and we will give some funny videos and you know just very nice. All of them are very friendly dan yalah.
Okey, saya potong sekejap.
Adakah Syaf nak Ali? Boleh invite Syaf dalam.
Dia tak masuk dalam grup kot.
Siapa saingan terbesar yang Francesca rasa akan menjadi saingan paling besar ketika nanti berada di Amerika Syarikat?
Saingan paling besar. So it's okay that I mention.
Okey, kat sini boleh. Kongsikan saja.
I would say Miss Universe Thailand. And Miss Universe Venezuela. I think they are very strong contenders in their own respective ways. They have their own aura to represent the country. Macam ada identity tersendiri lah that I feel kind of engaged with people.
Tapi sebenarnya cabaran I tengok setiap kali kalau saya tengok Miss Universe ni adalah menjawab persoalan-persoalan soalan-soalan yang diberikan tu. Itu sebenarnya memerlukan latihan ke atau macam mana untuk
of course. Jadi macam Q&As and also topics apa yang kita nak bincangkan dekat universe stage. Usually we will prepare ourselves with few topics and current issues, whatever it is lah, lifestyle or any programs. Lepas tu, we have to prepare ourselves mentally and also in a way how to present ourselves very well on camera, and that few topics will help us to answer our Q&A on stage. We will never expect what is the question. Can never expect it, but the best way for us to prepare is to get few topics yang memang famous right now.
Betul.
That are trending.
The current issues,
the current issues and whatever problems that are going around the world, climate change, or we could say all lives matter, and even whatever happened in other countries with their own issues that are a bit sensitive also, but we would love to, they would love to hear our ideas and our opinions, kan?
Betul.
So benda tu kita kena take note juga, just in case they're gonna ask a question.
Yeah, because so Francesca dah bersedia dengan pendapat Francesca sendiri.
Because it can be very, how to say, psychologically in a way that they're going to ask you issues, but they don't want you to also discriminating or condemning others. So that is one of the things.
Kalau anda rasa mudah nak jadi Miss Universe, susah.
Dia cabaran-cabaran. Francesca sendiri, you dah, I believe you dah tengok most of the previous edition of Miss Universe untuk you jadikan dia sebagai proses ulang kaji. Do you believe in sash factor? You rasa?
Honestly speaking, I feel that sash factor is one of a way where people get to recognize your country. So it does affect in a way. Sebab we can see that countries that always get into placement or even in top five and winning the crown, they will always do better from another year to another year. Because benda tu yang bagi them, how to say, that platform to get another crown, get another title, and also to get another placement and be better than last year. So it does affect in a way. Tapi, I believe that Miss Universe organization wants someone that are fresh and new and have her own identity and to represent Miss Universe as a whole, which is inclusivity and also to appreciate and respect every individual in their own authentic ways.
Yeah. Bercakap mengenai keunikan itu juga. Mungkin apa plan Francesca membawa keunikan sendiri? Adakah kita akan boleh dapat lihat Francesca bercakap bahasa Sarawak di pentas dunia?
Kalau kami Sarawak ke Kelakar Iban?
Manahlah nama berita. I would love to teach the girls some Iban language, which is much more easier. Like, how are you? Nama berita. Salam lemai. And just some different ethnicities would be nice for them to get to know more about Malaysia, their language, and also our food, culture, and stuff. And also with the busana that I'm going to bring, all the baju. So for any interviews that I'm going to attend over there, I will be using some of Malaysia's brand and also their signature. So if they question me, I can always say, oh, this is part of our entrepreneurs, and this represents.
Betul. Francesca, tadi saya terlupa satu soalan sebenarnya. Jadi cakap pasal malam gala tu, ada perubahan malam ni, malam gala Miss Universe kita tahu daripada top 20 tahun ini jadi top 21. Jadi mungkin ada sesuatu yang Francesca nak kongsikan?
Yes, so this year kita ada voting system di mana semua orang boleh download the apps dekat Apple Store or also Play Store. Google Play Store, right? For those who are using Android. So you will have to download the apps, and from that apps you can vote for Malaysia. So untuk vote, the first vote tu free, tapi second and more kena bayar lah. Tapi that's the effort that I want to see Malaysia.
Boleh.
Pasti kita akan. I'll do my part and Malaysia will do their part as well.
Sejarah telah tercipta sebelum kita dapat saksikan di Thailand baru-baru ini Miss Grand Malaysia.
Jezebel
Robert melepasi peringkat top.
Yeah, she did very well.
Dan mungkin selepas ini Francesca akan bukan dengan undian saja, Francesca akan mampu membuktikan yang jauh lebih baik daripada peserta-peserta lain.
Baik, saya kira itu saja yang dapat kita berbual ketika ini bersama dengan Francesca. Tapi sebenarnya
saya suka nak kacau-kacau sikit. Francesca, dalam koleksi-koleksi busana itu, apa yang you rasa paling menarik? Sesuatu tentang Sarawak yang you nak bawa dekat sana. You know? Dari segi baju tradisional Iban ke, baju tradisional Dayak ke.
I would say the accessory nanti. Dia akan ada accessory Sarawak. Lepas tu, I would say me myself as a person. Sebab this is the first time that we send a native girl. So it is also one of the things that actually Miss Universe are so attract with. So kalau nak cakap apa yang special, I would say my story and my background lah.
Tak sabar kita nak tengok sendiri kan macam mana. Dan kita kalau yang dekat Malaysia ni tak berpeluang, tentunya tidak berpeluang untuk pergi melihat sendiri
keadaan
ketika ini, anda boleh saja sekali lagi vote
dekat Miss Universe app. Dia ada app sendiri, so kena download dekat App Store or Google Play Store. Just download and then open, cari Malaysia, vote for the first For the first round is free, lepas tu after that kena bayar.
Dan inilah masanya anda di luar sana tunjukkan sokongan anda kepada Miss Universe kita.
Tapi kerana sebelum Francesca nak terbang, anda semua kena tengok dulu 27 hari bulan. Adakah disiarkan secara
27 hari bulan ni?
Yes.
Press conference tu nanti?
So, we're gonna have live streaming on Instagram as well. Lepas tu, whoever that is welcome, it will be based on RSVP sebab kita kena ikut SOP kan. And also for the send-off, kalau nak datang, datanglah support. Tapi on the 6, 3 pagi tau. So, awal pagi. Jadi yang nak datang, datang support tu datanglah.
Berapa bag? Sebab kita tahu yang viral dekat Instagram sekarang, Miss Universe Vietnam, sampai bawa 250 busana, Miss Thailand bawa 300 busana. Jadi Francesca macam mana? Kita nak tahu.
Alah, okay. In a way, like, I feel that that is other hype. Countries, that's their way of how they want to represent themselves. And maybe banyak orang sponsor and all. We also ada banyak sponsor. But I feel that me, I would say that I would bring enough outfits for Miss Universe. Tapi memang ada lebih. Tapi mungkin taklah banyak luggage sangat.
250?
Jadi seorang akan bersiap sedia makeup semua berapa lama untuk start tu?
So kena bangun awal pagi lah. Memang kena bangun awal pagi.
Kalau Shaf tu sehari sebelum tu, Shaf.
Okay, mungkin Gigi ada soalan apa-apa lagi? Saya ada satu lagi soalan terakhir.
Silakan Shaf Syukri.
Ini sebab Francesca tahu tak semalam Gigi bila kita post dekat Instagram kan, bertalu-talu ni pageant lovers dekat soalan. Malaysia ni bagi soalan. So saya rasa ada satu soalan lagi saya nak bagi last dekat Francesca. Maybe you can answer within 20 second ke 30 second. Yeah. Why should you be the next Miss Universe?
I should be the next Miss Universe because I am not just representing myself and my country, but I'm representing all the women who thinks that they are small and those who came from minority group that they too have equal chance to create their own history and to be their own universe.
Bagus jawapan itu. Rasa berada di pentas
galah. Apa pun kita mengharapkan kejayaan yang cemerlang buat Francesca Luhong. Mudah-mudahan akan mampu memberikan
all the best, good luck.
Thank you so much and thank you for today. A bit yelah, kita excited tapi macam nervous
juga. Kami pun nervous juga.
Ini pun baru ya.
Betul.
Tapi kita tak sabar untuk nantikan bagaimana rasanya melihat malam gala itu ketika kita berhadapan dengan pandemik ini ketika norma baru.
Kita tapi, nak tahu macam mana cara
Tapi apa pun 27 Mei ada kena tunggu. 27 April. 27 April.
Mei dah lepas.
27 April anda kena saksikan pengumuman untuk busana istimewa.
Apa yang akan digunakan untuk evening gown dia dan juga national costume yang akan mewakili Malaysia nantilah.
Baik, itu saja dari kami. Thank you Francesca.
Thank you so much, Francesca. Thank you
saya
so
Gigi much. Ahmad.
Dan saya Shaf Syukri. Assalamualaikum. Bye.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. All the best.